try and get one more down, now, Ned. Come on.
Come on, Mom, Ned. You've got to eat something so we can get you sober.
What is this stuff?
It's something you haven't tasted in a long while. It's called food.
Try one more now. Come on, that's it.
I can't eat anymore. It's taking my stomach by surprise.
Yeah, I bet your liver wants to know what the hell's going on, too.
Now, try
to
get this milk down.
Milk? Oh, no, I couldn't.
Oh, yes, you could. Just make believe it's white muscatel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. By the time he gets into his mouth, it's going to be a milkshake. All the way. All right, then. I guess he ain't used to drinking nothing don't come out of brown paper bag.
Well, if he's through eating, you'll clean him up.
Come on, Michael. Junior, give me a hand. We'll get him off to the bathroom.
Bathroom? You better off we just took off all his clothes and ran him through the car wash.
JJ.
Nobody will notice. They probably just think he's streaking.
Try and hurry him in there. And while you're in it, explain to him about the contest and the committee coming over.
You don't have to worry, lady. I won't do anything to embarrass you.
Ned? Ned, the bathroom is this way.
Then that's the way I'll go, then.
All right, come on. Come on, here we go.
Oh, he's on the couch again. Get him up.
Come on, Julie. Get him up. Here we go. Maybe. You're gonna make it.
Ladies' bulletin, the judging committee's on the 16th floor. Is that who I think it is?
That's him.
Ned DeWino.
You know, I didn't even recognize him. I never saw him vertical before.
You may never see him vertical again.
Don't worry, Ma. We get him clean and we have to sandblast him.
Florida. Honey, you know the committee's gonna be here any minute. And if they see Ned, you ain't gonna have a chance.
Don't I know it?
Daddy and the boys are gonna get him cleaned up, Mom.
Cleaned up? With all that dirt on him? It would be simpler and faster if you dropped a couple of seeds on him and turned him into a planter.
He'd be the only real potted plant in the project.
It's gonna be all right, Mom.
Thelma's right. Ain't nothing lost. We still got time to get him out of here if you want to.
Oh, no, no, no. We promised to help him, and that's what we're gonna do. James, y'all hurry up in there. If we lose, well, there's always next year. Right, Thelma?
Right, Mom.
All right.
Baby, we may win yet. I'm gonna go scrounge in my closet, see if I can find some old clothes for him. I bet you we have him looking more respectable than any of them judges he's been up before.
Oh, James, that's sweet.
Hey.
Huh? James!
Hmm?
What was that for?
That's for being a whole lot of woman. And I don't mean weight, neither. Hey, we about got him ready. He'd have been ready sooner, but we lost 5 minutes trying to get them gray socks off.
5 minutes?
Yeah, we found out he wasn't wearing none. Rusty!
Well, he's ready. We washed off all the dirt that wasn't moving and killed everything that was. Michael, bring him up for a grand entrance.
Ned was hiding underneath that other Ned.
Well, Ned, you look fine, man. I bet you feel better, too, don't you? Ned? You all right, Ned?
You're so clean and going into a state of shock.
Come on over here and sit down. I think you'd be more comfortable staring from here. Now, look, let's sit down. Look, when the committee gets here, Ned... Sit down, man. Hey, Ned... If you can hear me, just wiggle a finger. That's close enough, man.
Ooh, that must be the committee. Lord, if you ain't too busy, please stick around for a while. Mrs. Vincent.
Oh, Mrs. Evans, how are you?
Good evening. Come right in.
Good evening.
I guess you all know my husband, James.
Mr. Evans.
How are you? How are you?
And those are my children.
Hi.
And this is my cousin. He's visiting us from Mississippi.
Well, now, isn't that funny? I could have sworn it was Ned the Wino.
Oh.
Same profile, same mustache, same breath.
Why don't you folks check the other rooms? I'll take care of this area.
Very lovely, Mrs. Evans. The slipcover is beautiful. So are the plants.
So are the children.
Well, your apartment certainly seems...
Something wrong with your cousin?
No, he's just trying to tie his shoelace. Michael, want to give cousin a hand with his shoelace, please? The old cousin got a little touch of lumbago.
The bathrooms are beautiful and the bedroom is immaculate.
Then I don't think there's any doubt. You're the winner, Mrs. Evans.
Just a minute, Mrs. Vincent. We promised the Russells we'd go back and take another look at their apartment.
It's my belief as chairperson that this is by far the best kept and most charming apartment. If you don't agree, you tell Mr. and Mrs. Evans. Mrs. Evans, I am happy to inform you that you've won first prize.
Bye-bye, and thank you all so much.
Well, this calls for a celebration.
Yes.
Let's have some Kool-Aid.
All right. I'm
so proud of you.
We did it. And now, James, what were you saying about it ain't what you do but who you know?
Well, that's supposed to be the rule, but as usual, you're the exception. And you really deserve it, babe, because you did one fine job on this apartment.
And don't forget, we also made a fine new person out of Ned.
James, will you straighten up that fine new person?
Mrs. Vincent.
Mrs. Evans, I just had to come back and tell you one more thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was very close between your apartment and the Russells.
Yes.
But one thing made me decide in your favor.
Oh, what was that?
The way you cleaned up Ned.
Miss Vincent, I know there's a resemblance, but like I told you, this is my cousin.
Mr.
From...
Evans, believe me when I tell you, I would know Ned the Wino anywhere.
How could you be so sure?
He's my husband.
Lord, have mercy.
Once I saw the way you cleaned up Ned, I didn't have to look at the apartment.
You didn't?
Do you realize this is the first time in 8 years I don't mind taking this man home with me?
Home with her? Did she say I got to go home with her?
Everything is just the way you left it, Ned. My mama's still living with us. The girls still come over 3 times a week to play hearts. And I'm still taking my vocal lessons.
Oh, please, if you have any charity in your heart.
Well, James, now I not only got pull in the projects, but thanks to Ned, I also got connections in the gutter.